What we call the strawberry, the former tenants of this area named Heartberry, and the month of June was known to them as the Heartberry Moon. I'm speaking, of course, of the Ojibwe Indians. Such was its importance a century ago. Today they are scarcely noted and seldom sought. Perhaps we've lost something in the interim. Strawberries are pioneer plants, quickly finding their way to sandy outwashes and barren new areas. Once established, they reproduce new plants by sending out runners, which in turn put down roots several inches from the parent plant. Well-spaced and nourished, they await June's mild weather to display their clusters of crimson berries. Two kinds of strawberries are found in the land of the Ojibwa. The most common is called the field strawberry. In open areas, it blankets the earth with a tri-lobe motive and yields brooches of hidden treasure. Its many seeds are indented in a soft, sweet matrix. The forest strawberry, on the other hand, has larger leaves and it is shade tolerant. Its berry is deeper red, longer and more pointed. Its seeds seem to float on a heart-shaped matrix which literally melts in the mouth. So which does your palate prefer, six of one or half a dozen of another? To become proficient in the gathering of wild strawberries, one must move about on his knees. He must go wherever his eyes lead, with many an epicycle in his wanderings. The berry must be picked clean and remain unwashed, lest absorption dissolve its tender form. The technique for picking involves pinching the berry free from its star-shaped bract, rolling it gently into the palm while removing other siblings from the cluster, and then depositing the whole lot into a bucket with a minimum of pressure or abrasion. Picking strawberries is a slow and exacting work, for the wild progenitor of the tame strawberry is a ruby hummingbird of a berry when compared to the domestic variety. It may be, however, that size is inverse to taste. The wild strawberry is the metric marvel in the province of berrydom. Is a diameter of 1 centimeter and a mass of 1 gram, but it contains a whole hectare of flavor. It is as tender as a caress and as transitory as a smile. To eat one berry is to glimpse perfection, but to pick a quart of them is to comprehend infinity.